The Sports Gamble Podcast.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, welcome to the Sports Gamble Podcast, NFL Week 13. We're already in Week 13, Manuel. Can you believe it?
Damn, time flies.
Time flies when you're having fun, making money. Speaking of making money, man, how'd your bets go?
They went 500, my official bets. But, you know, there's always little icing here and there, kind of get exotic with it, you know?
Tell us about your exotic bet that you made, that you sent me a text of, man. That was pretty exotic.
Oh, something I put together for the holiday season. I got a wild hair out my ass and started picking a teaser, and it got to 10 teams and hit a 10-team teaser for like, just threw like $20. I usually bet like $50 to $100 a game. And then I was like, all right, well, this will be icing or whatever. And so I hit a little 10-team teaser between some college ball and some football, it was pretty nerve-wracking, man. I got to tell you, I had the Titans just on the money line. And damn, I don't know if you watched that Red Zone channel, but the freaking Bears had like 3 shots at it. And it was pretty nerve-wracking. Another one was like the Texans, like I had them like 8 in the hook, and then they were down 11 and they hit a field goal, like a 50-yarder. I mean, you know how, you know, hitting field goals is not the most assured thing, you know?
No, not these days.
You ask the kickers or freaking ask Denver Broncos on Sunday night. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. But, I mean, all day I could think about was Monday was like, man, I want to bet this Monday night game, but I mean, I don't need to because I already have like $800 on the line, you know?
Right.
I was like, man. So I was just like, and then when they first scored the touchdown, I was like, all right, well, is it enough? They can cover, you know? The whole time I was thinking like, man, should I middle it? Should I just win 100? And I was like, nah, man, that 10's a lot of points. You know, I would straight up bet it, you know, take the 4.5 and some money. So I was like, why am I going to middle now? That's just you got to stick to your strategy. You always got to stick to yourself. If you're a favorites, you got to find your favorites and bet your favorites. But me, I'm strictly dogs. I'm always going to bet the dogs. You know, I go 4-4 and then hit a money line like I did with let me see. What was it? Well, for example, the Green Bay Packers, I had hit that money line. But you know what I'm saying? Let's see.
Right.
Let me see. 12. Right. I don't want to ramble on that.
The moral of the story is you hit a 10-team teaser, dude. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, the moral of the story is I hit a 10-team teaser, exactly.
And it was $20 to win 800. That's ridiculous.
$24 to be exact.
God damn. Well, congratulations. I did pretty good in DFS. I didn't do good on Thanksgiving, but I was able to recoup my losses and some on Sunday. So with that, let's get into week 13. Usually this is the week before the playoffs in year-long fantasy. So there's a lot of, you know, meaning for this week for people. Also, it's another week to go in and bet. And we're going to start with Dallas at Minnesota on Thursday. 43.5 is the over-under. Dallas 3-point favorites on the road at Minnesota. Why should I not take Dallas? Aren't they like 10-0 against the spread or 9-1?
No, they didn't cover Thanksgiving.
Oh, you're right. They didn't cover Thanksgiving.
I'm pretty sure that put a hamper on some of these gamblers shopping
their Black Friday. Some people's Cowboys
their Black
fans,
Friday. Black Friday. Yeah, their Black Friday. How did I say their Black Friday budget? So,
yeah. But,
anyways, they didn't cover. They didn't cover Thursday. The Redskins came in through that back door.
That's
against the spread streak's done.
Yeah. But this game, I mean, they're on the road at Minnesota. They've had a week off more than Minnesota. No, Minnesota's had a week off too. They played on last Thursday as well. So.
Are we ready to do this pod or what?
We're good. We got it, man.
All right. Yeah, no, they both had the same time off. And Minnesota, obviously, I know everybody is betting the Dallas Cowboys as far as, you know, the mom-and-pop spots. But all the professional money, you can tell, is already on showing up for the Minnesota Vikings. They opened up as a 4-point dog, and now you see them as a 3-point dog They're really respecting this defense, this home field advantage. They have the same rest. Dallas on the road, rookie, all those you know, cliche intangibles come into play. So I don't believe Dak has faced this defense and then yet.
Yeah, man. I mean,
this caliber defense, I should say.
The more I look at it, the more I'm just saying, you would think that Dallas would be getting more than 3 points with the streak that they're on, and Minnesota hasn't looked great. But to be, you know, like you said, 4 points, it got bet down to 3. That sounds like a stay away game, man, for sure. Unless you want to take Minnesota, but good luck with that.
Yeah, I mean, definitely the best of the numbers gone. I could see some more Dallas getting like a boatload of money on Thursday, and it comes up to that hook, and I'm always going to love the hook. If you look at Sam Bradford's numbers, I know all you really remember is him throwing that interception against the Lions, but he's been really accurate. He's been like 31-40, 31-40, 31-37 in the last 3 games. That's all you can do, because they don't really have much of an offensive line, and he can't really sit back there and just launch it, because that offensive line is terrible. Everybody keeps talking about they don't have playmakers. No, they seem to have playmakers when the offensive line was healthy. Everybody's talking about Thielen, Cordell Patterson, Diggs, Rudolph, all that speed. Oh, it doesn't matter that Adrian Peterson's hurt. Alciata and McKinnon can more than handle the load. But all those players can't do nothing, and nobody can do anything without an offensive line. I guarantee you Dak Prescott would not be 10-1 would he be playing for any other team behind any other offensive line in the NFL. And I'm sure I would not get an argument out of anybody.
Right. No, I agree with you there. Speaking of Dak Prescott, fantasy-wise, I'm not really loving any of this game, to be honest with you. I just think that this is going to be a tough matchup for Ezekiel Elliott. And even though he gets a lot of carries and a lot of work, and that offensive line is great, 8.2K, that's kind of a lot. It's not like he was going up against the Redskins like he was last week, and you're paying all that money for him, and you know he's going to produce. It's a lot more difficult on the road at Minnesota.
I know it's really hard to bet some of these unders. Even Sunday night, 30 seconds left in the third quarter. You're talking about 15 minutes and 30 seconds left in the game, and the score is 10-9, and the ball all of a sudden it just shoots over the total. Same thing in the Raiders game. You can just count on your hands how many games actually there's low scoring. As far as I can remember, it's just like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Seattle Seahawks. But everybody else is just putting up points in the fourth quarter. It's so hard to bet unders in the NFL. But, I mean, just they have the same amount of length. And the Minnesota Vikings are just so reliant on being a defensive team. And I think it's going to be – there's not going to be a lot of holes opening up for Ezekiel Elliott.
Right.
So I think 44 is too high.
There you go. The under, if you like it, which for me, that means a stay away in fantasy. All right, Sunday, Kansas City at Atlanta. That's one of the teams you talked about on Sunday night that put up points quick. The over-under in this game is 49. Atlanta is 3.5-point favorites at home. Dude, Tyreek Hill, 3 touchdowns, 1 receiving, 1 rushing, 1 returning. Tyreek the Freak.
Yeah, the old woman beater himself.
The old woman beater himself, man.
I don't know if I would have wanted to add him on my fantasy football team had I known he beat up his pregnant girlfriend.
But would you want him as your president?
Of course.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that's different.
Yeah.
Fantasy team, come on now. I have standards. I got principles.
Yeah, I got morals.
It's not like he's president of the United States or anything.
Exactly.
Yeah, anyways, man, I like this as a bounce back spot for Julio Jones against Kansas City. I know that Kansas City can play good defense, and they got Houston back, and he had a couple sacks against Simeon. But, dude, when you're getting lit up by Trevor Siemian for 350 yards, 3 touchdowns, I think Matt Ryan at home is comparable. I really like Atlanta in this spot. Fantasy-wise, I don't know as far as the spread. I'll leave that up to you. You're the expert on that. But I'm definitely going to try to get some Julio Jones in my lineup this week.
This is a really, really tough handicap because not only are we're talking the Chiefs darn near played 5 quarters of football, and now you're asking them to go on the road again. So
to Atlanta, which is playing really good lately.
Yeah, and I know you want to just bet the over in Atlanta games, but these both these coaches have really good running attacks. Mm-hmm. I'm always looking for a case to make for the under, but not so much the under. I can't really put my money on either side, like over under or bet on the Chiefs to cover on the road back-to-back weeks. I think for the Chiefs, it's all laid out for them to just do good for in their AFC games. Oh, that brings up, matter of fact, it's a really tricky week because there's no division games this week.
Ooh, so, that means there's going to be a lot of surprising fantasy options, I think.
Yeah, I agree. There's going to be a lot of surprise blowouts. It kind of reminds me of like almost like week 17. You really kind of have to watch where you step. You know, there's a lot of landmines, a lot of, you know, traps. And this is one of the games I just stay away. I really don't see any value in anything, any DFS or over-under side.
Yeah, one of the things I was going to say is that if Macklin's out again, which is looking like he is, Tyreek Hill, man, fire that guy up. His price still hasn't gone over 5K. He's 4.6. Okay, and if you were lucky enough to pair him with Kansas City defense, then you got double the points. Spencer Ware is getting all the work, but he still ain't doing anything with it. Tevin Coleman came back, got a touchdown. Devontae Freeman also got a touchdown. Actually, I was reading Devontae Freeman, his stats have been better with Tevin Coleman in the lineup, if you can believe that.
Oh, I can. I mean, obviously he's fresher, so, you know.
Yeah. Taylor Gabriel, 2 touchdowns last week. So I think a lot of people might be looking in his direction. But like I said, I like Julio. I like him to get fed one of those like 12 catches.
I really think everybody should stay away from this game. I don't think that it's somewhere you – because Reed knows how to game plan for like his – he knows what his team just went through. He's not going to exhaust his defense any more than he has to.
So that might be an under game then, you're saying, real conservative.
Yeah, I really like the under.
Mm-hmm. All right, LA Rams at New England Patriots, 44.5 is the total. New England is 13.5 point favorites at home. I don't know if Gronk's going to play in this game. He left early last week. Rams just got lit up in New Orleans. Bad. Tom Brady kind of underachieved last week. Is he going to get back on track?
No, I really don't see him getting on track back this week. This is a very odd game for him. I'm sorry, dude. Hold on. I got to put in a halftime bet. I'm not really focused. Hold on.
All right. We'll let you focus on the halftime bet. Dude, Todd Gurley's price, 5K. He still can't get anything done, man. He's 20 carries, 60 yards. Like, that's not going to do it. He is catching.
I'm going to beat his drum again, though. This defense is soft.
This defense is soft. You're right. And I think the way to attack this defense, though, is the passing game. You know what? I think you can attack this defense in a lot of ways. Go ahead. I mean, Todd Gurley's always going to be in play as, like, a tournament pick because we know what he can do. He just hasn't done it this year. And I'm not going to go chasing those points from last year. And if Todd Gurley blows up, that's great.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see it as chasing points from last year. I think we're beyond that point. I just think, do you see value in him at $5,000?
He was like he was around 5K last week, and there was value there too. And he was at New Orleans, another supposedly.
Okay, but project forward, do you see value on him this week?
I mean, yeah, it's a decent matchup. So at 5K, there's going to be value because he's not going to be highly owned. He's only 5K. So, yes, there is value.
All I know is Bilal Powell looked good, and apparently their left tackle, Greg Robinson, is going to start. He was out against the Saints, so that could only be good news for Goff and Gurley.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Goff, he had 3 touchdowns against New Orleans. Malcolm Mitchell had 2 touchdowns. And he's still only 3.6K. He didn't really get a lot of yards, a lot of catches, but he did have 2 touchdowns, which means Brady's looking for him when they get down there in the red zone. So that's a good thing. But once again, I would caution, if Gronk comes back in, he gets a lot of red zone looks as well. And
I hate to reverberate what I've been hearing around, you know, the talking heads of the four-letter network. But I really do agree with them that this offense is not going to be running up to its full potential until they have healthy tight ends. And I do mean both. And right. I don't know if that's going to be the case the rest of the year. I mean, I heard – I didn't know that Gronkowski had three injuries, three different places. I thought it was the same one, just lingering.
No.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, yeah.
And last time I checked, the Rams are some cheap shot mofos.
The Rams got a pretty tough defense, man. They didn't show it against New Orleans, but no one.
I think the Rams, the New Orleans just had a different agenda. They're just, that was kind of a little bit like their Super Bowl, which kind of scares me going up against the Lions for them, because I'm like, man, how much did they put forth to put up, you know, 50 Cent on the Rams?
I just think
they made it a point to embarrass Greg Williams, and that takes a lot of effort.
I guess, dude. I just think the Saints at home, they have a lot of weapons. They're just a good offense. And
yeah, and it's hard to argue against that. I mean, you're talking about Drew Brees. He's not going to get tired of running plays. I know what you're saying, but it's not – not everybody has Drew Brees' drive.
Or his weapons or his skill or his, like, coach.
No, I'm talking about specifically just talking about – I think it could be a letdown game for the Saints against the Lions.
Could be. I don't know, but
the Lions, I mean, you're talking about a team with extra rest. They're hungry. They're probably thinking, let's take it one game at a time. And I know they're only taking one game at a time because their coach is Jim Caldwell, so he's not looking too far ahead. He knows that he loses one game and they could be calling for his job. So he's looking at this game, he's trying to take this game, and it was unfortunate that the Packers lost for him. But he sees the division is very winnable. He's already swept the Vikings.
Do you want to just talk about that game right now, Detroit at New Orleans? Let's do it. Well, sure. We're doing it. Over-under is 53.5. New Orleans is our 5.5-point favorites at home. Yeah, man. This is going to be like – people are going to try to stack this game left and right, dude. They're going to try to put Breeze, Snead, and Tate. Or they're going to try to put Breeze, Thomas, and – Marvin Jones, or they're going to try to go Stafford, Tate, and Michael Thomas. You know, this game is going to get
stacked. Yeah, there's no sneaky play. I'm pretty sure that, you know, surprisingly, two guys are playing here that delivered goose egg last week. So they're both going to get stacked. I'm pretty sure of it. That's Ebron and Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, you're right. And both those guys were getting a lot of targets the weeks prior. So, yeah. You know, maybe if anything, those might be like the sneaky plays, but I doubt anything's going to be too sneaky in this game. Like, people are going to fire up everything. Theo Riddick, Ingram, there's going to be Hightower. So game theory.
I couldn't disagree with you.
Game theory would tell you that since everyone's going to be on this, you got to pivot the other way. But then again, Remember last week I was texting you, man, don't get too cute. Drew Brees at home. Like, Drew Brees at home.
Yeah,
but if everyone's going to be on him, then you got to find a way to differentiate somewhere. And who knows?
And I think this week those options are there, especially because we have a week where there's no division games being played.
Yeah, so you're saying this is not going to be a chalk. I mean, the last 3 weeks the chalk did not come through. I mean, look at last week; everyone was on Fitz. I was on Fitz. Did not come through. You know.
I understand you DFS players are playing your numbers, but Carson's done. There is no matchup for him left in the NFL.
Dude, I'm sorry.
Talking about he barely beat the Niners by 3 points. You can't ask him to go on the road into Thunderdome in Atlanta and put up points. He's not going to trade points with Matt Ryan and Tevin Coleman. It was the David Johnson show or bust. I'm not a DFS guy. I'm just saying.
Yeah. All right. Well, that game, I mean, what's there to say? I fucking bet the over all day on that game, 53.5. I feel like you can't make it high enough. Do you got any idea on the line, New Orleans, 5.5-point favorites at home?
Yeah, like I said, I think they shot their load last week. I can only bet the Lions or pass. And, I do like how the Saints are trending. The defense seems to be playing better, and their numbers show it. Dennis Allen seems to be getting some players. I think it's all coincides with the fact that 2 games ago they got their rookie out of Louisville back. His name is Rankins. I'm not sure about his first name.
Stankin.
But What is it?
Stankin is his first name. Stankin.
Yeah, Rankins. Him. Yeah. Stankin Rankins. They got him back, and he's just stinking up the O lines across the field and just causing all kinds of havoc.
Mm-hmm. All right, Philadelphia at Cincinnati. 42 is the total. Philadelphia is our 1-point favorites on the road. Cincinnati, man, that with AJ Green out, he's still projected to not play as of right now. Tyler Boyd was getting a lot of targets, man. I think he had like 13 targets or something this last game. Or
yeah,
he has 17 total in the last two games, and he only that last game was played with AJ Green. Well, he went out early, so you could say he had two full games of non-AJ Green targets. But that's a lot, you know. 4.8K, his price went up. He's at 4.8K. A lot of people are on him last week. They might be on him again this week. I don't know, man. This is another – it's a weird-looking game. What can I say?
I can't advise against it. I can only bet on the over. The Cincinnati defense is just not good. It's just plain and simple. It's not good. It's inexperienced. It's not coached up like in years past. Obviously, the effects of Zimmer are finally showing through. They have a lot of hurt DBs. I know the Carson Wentz is coming off a short week, and they don't have the receivers to expose the secondary. Well, guess what? They can expose this one. So I really like the over in this game. And, yeah, I can really see Tyler Eifert and Tyler Boyd having career days.
Tyler and Tyler. Well, I mean, if you like the over, then, yeah, you might want to think about throwing some Jordan Matthews out there. Maybe some Zach.
No. I can't pick those Eagle receivers, though. I'll tell you that much.
No one can. But I'm saying if you like the over and you think points are going to be scored, then this might be a place to get some value.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe not. All right, let's move on. Miami at Baltimore. Miami are 3-point dogs on the road at Baltimore. Over-under is 41. Another low total. Miami just keeps on winning. I know they haven't played the best competition, and they pulled it out last week against 49ers. Jay Ajayi, you really have to see if his offensive linemen are healthy or not. Because if they're not,
it doesn't even matter. You can't play Jay Ajayi on the road against the Baltimore Raven defense.
Well, there you
just
go.
Can't.
What about Devontae Parker? Dude, Devontae Parker put up a decent stat line, but it could have been so much better because he had a long throw called
back. Yeah, called back on a penalty.
And he had a long touchdown called back. So you add those two in, and he was a really good play last week. This week his price went up. He's finally more than Jarvis Landry. He's 5.6K. Jarvis Landry's 5.4.
I don't see any fantasy goodness in this game. Honestly, I don't see how anybody could predict any fantasy goodness in this game.
Oh yeah, this game looks.
There just isn't. I mean, the Ravens have a carousel at running back. They have no receivers on the outside. Their tight ends are nothing to write home about. Joe Flacco has like 11 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. I'm not going to talk about a kicker. That's just not what I do. And this, like you said, I'm just not going to play him against this rush defense. I don't trust him.
Yeah, but I think there is some fantasy goodness, and I think the passing games can be pretty good. I mean, Miami just got lit up for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns passing from Kaepernick.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with you because Miami, they don't really play in this type of weather in December. So I don't really see that there could be whirlwinds or it just could be a slot fest and that it could just get muddy. I'm just going to disagree with you. I'm probably the favorite to win that.
I just think that both these teams can be passed on and they're hard to run against. So that's something you might want to keep in mind. I don't see a lot of value, though, across the board. I know Tannehill did target Deion Sims, but it's hard to gauge, like, teams that just went up against the Niners, you know, because the Niners made Tannehill look like fucking Tom Brady. Shit, just carving him up. So, who knows? He's playing a real defense this week. All right, Denver at Jacksonville. Denver are 5-point favorites on the road. The over-under is 41. Do you see any fantasy goodness here, Manuel?
Do I see any fannies?
Fannies no. Or fantasy goodness?
I'm sorry. I was thinking about fannies. What game was it?
Denver at Jacksonville.
Oh, God.
It's terrible.
No, dude, I'm not going to play any receivers when Jalen Ramsey's on field.
It's pretty good.
Especially when you have a quarterback that's as enigmatic as Trevor Siemian. And they have no running game to trust. They're on the road off playing nearly five quarters, and now they have a must-win game because now they're not even in the playoffs. So, this, I'm telling you, this is a tricky week, man. There's just nothing.
Dude, Blake Bortles. Bunch of landmines. Blake Bortles is all the way down to the quarterback minimum, 5K. That tells you right there he has a tough matchup, and he's terrible.
Yeah, exactly. God, who do you trust? Who do you trust on these two teams?
I mean, it's hard to trust the passing attack. I mean, Kelsey put up.
Forget this game. People should just stack the Steeler Giant game. That's the game you want to stack.
Yeah, that. Okay.
Just fucking stack Eli and Beckham.
Those two are good too. All right, we already talked about Detroit, New Orleans, San Francisco at Chicago. This is the game for the number two pick in the NFL. The loser gets the number two pick. Chicago, they're 1-point favorites at home. Over-under is 43.5. Dude, I'm smelling the 49er money line right here. Number three pick, Colin Kaepernick, coming off the top quarterback performance of last week.
Well, for your sake, if you want to see a Niner win, I think you should do editor pick the Bears.
Hey, I won last week, man. What are you talking about?
I know. I'm just saying. Do you know your Niners are coming off three against the spread wins in a row?
Yeah, man. They've been playing a lot better. Kaepernick's been playing a lot better. That their defense is terrible, and we were kind of talking about this already because we got Kaepernick in the league. Like, yeah, Kaepernick's a good play because he can rush and he's passing better, but is he going to have to, like, are they going to have to pass a lot to, like, catch up in this game? Or is it going to be, like, a shootout like the past couple of games have been? I don't see it, man. And that's what
scares me. I don't see it either. I think it's going to be ugly. I can only advise that people load up on Jordan Howard. What do you say?
Yeah. And Jordan Howard, 6.9K, he's up there. And he gets all the work. And, dude, the Niners defense is not good. It's not good. They have a lot of injuries. They weren't good to begin with. So, but I mean, with that.
Yeah, I think it was very valiant. I think you can't fall in love. I mean, this is a one-win team. They put up all they had to beat the Dolphins. And now you're asking them to fly to San Francisco and then fly again to Chicago. And I know I'm talking about Barkley, but still, I mean, the weather is not Miami weather. So, you're asking a lot of a one-win team to hit the road 2 weeks in a row and then to win the second time just because it looked good the first week. That I'm staying away from this game.
Yeah. Marquez Wilson put up a great stat line last week. I actually ended up starting him in a few DFS leagues. It was really beneficial to me. I wouldn't start any Niner wide receiver. I wouldn't start this game's ugly. It's an ugly game, man. Let's move on. Houston at Green Bay Packers. Green Bay, 6.5-point favorites at home. Over-unders, 45.5. Dude, Aaron Rodgers, they pass the ball so much. Even against a tough matchup like Houston, man, you got to consider starting him because that's all they do is pass, and they're going to get all their value in the passing game.
How much is Brock Osweiler?
5.2.
Oh, my God. Is it worth more than Bortles?
Yeah.
Do these people not watch the games?
Dude, Bortles is Bortles, first of all. He's at home against Denver. Green Bay Packers' passing defense is pretty bad.
Dude, Brock Osweiler is bad. It's terrible.
Yeah.
He's just not – I would rather have Colin Kaepernick on my team and my quarterback.
Well, of course you would. He's a better quarterback.
I would probably rather have Matt Barkley. But, and, like, what you're paying Matt Barkley, just be like, okay, cool, I'm done with him. Move on. But, anyways, I'm not a Houston Texans fan. I just don't see how. I lost my money betting on Texans against the Raiders on Monday night. Yeah, they had some bad calls, but good teams overcome bad calls. So, Texans are a shitty team. I'll tell you what, though. I did hear on the BS podcast, plug for them, I guess. against the Colts are like plus 500 to win the division. I think they can win the division. They're going to win the division. They already swept the Titans. Now that the Texans are going home to the Colts after this, Colts have a bye right now in the perfect time. They just had their bye.
Yeah.
They just had their bye and had that extra day's rest.
The Titans
It's like Andrew Luck had 2 weeks bye, two bye weeks, though, because he didn't play on Thursday night off that protocol.
Yeah.
So I think the Colts can come back rested and ready. And I think they're like, okay, well, we'll get to that game. But
yeah, dude.
I think the Colts are going to win that division. And at plus 500, I need to find it.
I want to say Aaron Rodgers is like the fourth or fifth price quarterback this week. And I think that's good value, man.
I would advise against that, actually, because I know you're saying that they're still, that's all they do is throw.
Uh-huh.
But they're still just an average team.
It doesn't matter, still just, dude. All those times he was losing, he was getting blown out by the Redskins. Dude, they were freaking – Rodgers still had 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. I'm just saying –
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
They passed
I suppose
so
you're
much.
Right. Like, because I'm looking at it from the spreads perspective. I'm just like – but, you know, and then what's the status on Lamar Miller?
Yeah, it looks like he's going to play. I mean, he's projected to play right now, but I don't know, like
– he didn't even finish the game last week.
Yeah, that will burn me too, bastard. I had a lot of.
It's not his fault. He plays behind a crappy O line. A lot of crappy O lines in the NFL.
Yeah. Federoics is also. He's always a good option, but he's not as cheap anymore. He's 3.8K, so people are starting to pay up for him. Davante Adams, 2 touchdowns, 100 yards. Jordy Nelson is still the highest price Green Bay Packer receiver on DraftKings. Randall Cobb is the third. Well, you could say Ty Montgomery is the fourth. Geronimo Allison's. I don't even know who that guy is. They got him right here on my little spreadsheet.
I never heard of that guy.
Geronimo Allison. That I guess if you're looking for the fourth receiver, it's that Janis guy. He got a touchdown last week. Jeffrey Janis or whatever. Aaron Rodgers, there's some good value for you. All right, let's move on. Buffalo at Oakland. This is the afternoon games on the West Coast. Over-under is 48. Oakland are 3-point favorites at home. Derek Carr got a jacked up pinky. Sammy Watkins' foot is healed up. This is going to be I like this game, dude. This should be an entertaining game, I think.
Do you want to talk about value? There's value. I'm sure Tyrod Taylor is going to offer some value.
Yeah, dude, Tyrod Taylor does. And he's available in the ESPN League, too, by the way.
He's getting his Cadillac back.
He is.
He's got Sammy Watkins back. The Raiders are very prone to the big play. I mean, they had that game allegedly in the bag. Next thing you know, Jonathan Stewart long runs, Ted Ginn long runs, and also Kelvin Benjamin long play. Raiders are not very disciplined on defensive end. So, Buffalo Bills, from the gambling perspective, they really have the formula to beat the Raiders because they have that ball control offense that can just pick up first downs, and then you can cover everybody, and then you could just have Tyrod Taylor scramble for the first down and keep possession of the ball. And the Raiders are just so awesome, though. The Raiders are seriously up there in the top five in the league. If Derek Carr needs one possession to win the game and he has the ball, he's going to win the game.
Yeah, they have a good O-line and good receivers, man. That helps.
Yeah, I mean, three, you're asking to get real greedy because I don't really think they have an elite tight end, but it could be coming.
Who, the Raiders?
Yeah, I don't like their tight ends.
Nah, Wolford and Michael Rivera. Plus, I don't even like the way Michael Rivera spells his name, Michael, dude. M-Y-C-H-A-L, what is that? Come on, man.
Oh, dude, I think he's from Hollywood.
Oh, all right. Do you like a total or a side on this game?
I can only bet the over, but like I said, if Rex Ryan game plans it right, I'm just going to go two ways. He's either going to play keep away, and I don't know how limited Derek Carr is from throwing the deep ball with his injured pinky, or this could be like, you know, the Seattle Seahawks game where it's just back and forth, back and forth. I don't remember that game.
Yeah, but
exactly.
Yeah. I do like some of the Buffalo Bills, LeSean McCoy, Watkins, and Tyrod Taylor. And if you think it's going to be a back and forth shootout, then you want to go ahead and fire up your Raiders too. Amari Cooper, Crabtree, Carr, if you like him.
What's up with Cooper, man? Is he hurt?
Nah, dude. They just focus on him. He gets all.
Sometimes not even on the field. He sucks.
I wouldn't go that far. Wouldn't go that far.
I'm like, he's not even on the field. You got little Seth Roberts and Andre Holmes out there.
Dude, we got a lot of afternoon games. Oh, we got
Is
four.
It four?
Yeah, there's four. Washington. Oh, there's good ones, Washington at Arizona. Over-under is 49.5. Arizona are 2-point favorites at home. 2.5-point favorites. Dude, I can feel it. This is the Carson Palmer bounce-back game right here. He's going to bounce
the hell
back.
Up. You're out of your mind. Dude. I think people are just living off the mystique that the Cardinals were, so they're afraid to bet them. But this game should be pick 'em. If not, Redskins -2.5. The point is, the Redskins get the ball in the red zone, and the Cardinals can't. But the thing about it is, Redskins probably can't stop David Johnson.
Yeah, dude, David Johnson is priced 9.5K. He's basically, you know, up there with like Antonio Brown as like the highest priced option. So. The Washington Redskins have, you know, they just came off getting trampled over by Ezekiel Elliott. David Johnson's probably licking his chops because he knows this was going to get fed the ball. Dude, he had 100 yards receiving too last week. It's just going to be really hard to justify paying 9.5K for David Johnson this week on DraftKings. But, you know.
Sounds like a sure thing to me.
On the other
side. One of the few sure things this week.
On the other side of the ball, can we trust Kirk Cousins to continue his hot streak?
I think you can.
Against the Cardinals?
His game really is predicated on getting rid of the ball quick. And he's never really counted on a running game.
True. I mean,
so yeah. I don't.
He seems like a lock.
Dude, I saw the Falcons torch the Cardinals. And the Cardinals are who they are. You know, these teams that are 500, the Cardinals, the Steelers. What team were we just talking about? I know we're going to talk about the Panthers. These teams are – the Packers. These teams are at 500 or below 500. They're there for a reason. They're not good.
Yeah. You might want to keep an eye on Jordan Reed. I know he got hurt and he came back and balled out. But right now his status is still up in the air. If it is, Vernon Davis – could be a good option for you. Also,
for some of us who own Jordan Reed, I almost want to see him get rested for the fantasy playoffs.
Yeah,
I mean Vernon Davis is going to do just fine.
Yeah, maybe his coach will be like, you know what, Jordan, we're going to sit you out. Manuel and Isaac need you for week 14 and 15. So go ahead
and son. 16
and 16 if we get there, hopefully. One thing you might want to focus on if you're going to play this game for daily is figure out who Patrick Peterson is going to be covering and then don't play that guy for fantasy because he did pretty good against Julio Jones, I got to admit.
Well, I think pretty much he's going to be on DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, which
he always takes the number one, which means excellent value on Jameson Crowder, even if his DraftKings number is going up. So there's just certain guys that you know they're the quarterback safety valves, like Jameson Crowder.
And Pierre Garçon. You know, he put up 100 yards and touchdown, too. I know a lot of it came on a big play. Actually, a lot of it came
on Crowder's play. Dude, Cousins put up 500 yards against the Cowboys.
Yeah. I mean, I would say Arizona defense is probably better than the Cowboys defense. But, you know, it's still possible, man. And like you said, if you don't think this is a Carson Palmer bounce-back game, then – Maybe you might want to think about your Redskins here. So, wait.
Nobody but you thinks this is a Carson Palmer bounce-back game.
I'm joking. And I'm sure Carson Palmer's mother, his wife, and his kids probably think it's a bounce-back game, man. All
right.
So
we can't prove it, so you have to agree.
So you think Washington has value with the spread here, then?
Yeah, big time.
Take that money.
It's not like it's going to be snowy in Arizona. They're playing inside.
And it's probably going to be hot as shit, too. Global warming.
Norman can match Peterson. Yeah. Malcolm Floyd's banged up. Larry Fitzgerald doesn't go downfield. No. Just tackle. They keep everything in front of you. I mean, I know David Johnson's going to be a hell of a guy to stop. I'm not saying that. But Cousins just playing at that high level, and he has the weapons. I know we talked about Jordan Reed being hurt, but Vernon Davis is not that big a drop-off.
Dude, this game could be a shootout, man. This game could be a sneaky shootout game. A good Carson Palmer bounce back game. All right, let's move on. Tampa Bay at San Diego. Over-under is 47.5. Chargers, 3.5-point favorites at home. Tampa Bay just whooped on Seahawks, dude. And I know they only put up 14 points, but freaking Seattle only put up 5.
This is your stat game right here, dude.
Yeah.
You can stack Tyrell. You can stack – obviously, Mike Evans is going to get bought. Just whether you have the balls to stack him, because the Texans just don't have the offense to exploit the San Diego Chargers defense. You know, San Diego Chargers defense coming off the bye too, still resting ready. But I think this is going to be an over. I could see Doug Martin and Melvin Gordon having a couple touchdowns. This is going to be an over. I know McCoy's hurt, so he was their best interior lineman.
Yeah,
Joe McCoy for the Bucs.
Yeah.
So this is a tough road trip for the Bucs to make, but San Diego Chargers defense doesn't scare anybody.
No, especially their secondary. I mean, they are better across the defensive line. But, yeah, if you like this as a shootout, man, throw your Winston and your Evans stack and then come back on the other side with, like, yeah, Tyrell, which Tyrell is a clear number one over there too, by the way, in San Diego. And Inman's looking like the clear number two with Benjamin at number three now. Kind of like a role reversal from the beginning of the year with those San Diego receivers. All right, this is your game right here. Giants at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Over-under 49. Pittsburgh 6-point favorites at home. Looking like there might be a little rain, but not too bad over there in Pittsburgh. What do you think about this?
Too many points. This is too many points.
So
I know I took the Browns last week, but I mean Eli Manning can sling with Ben. So both these defenses are very erratic at best. I don't trust the Pittsburgh Steelers defense at all.
Me either, man. Even freaking the Colts with their backup quarterback Scott Tolzien. I know they got blown out, but they were at the goal line a few times, and they just, like, couldn't punch it
in.
Dude,
they had 8 goal downs.
They suck.
I don't know if you understand that. They were inside the 5, like, twice.
No, dude, I was watching the game. What was I going to do, talk to my family on Thanksgiving? Come on now.
Yeah, I feel you. So I was like, what the hell? Yeah, I had it. And when it was 14-7, I was like, oh, I knew the Pittsburgh Steelers defense was going to combust. But anyways, yeah, this is too many points. Go ahead and bet your Giants plus 6 before it drops. I could see it going to 4.5 and couple that with the over. So,
yeah. Dude, Antonio Brown's 9.1K. So the two highest priced players are David Johnson, 9.5, and I think Julio, 9.3. Le'Veon Bell's 9.2. They got Bell and David Johnson super high. I mean, if you have both those guys on your fantasy league for ESPN, then you're looking pretty good.
Is that a subliminal shot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, how does somebody, whoever owns those two guys, has to win a league, right?
Or get close to it.
No, they have to win. There's no excuse.
Unless you don't have
If you pull that off in the draft, we got David Johnson and you got Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, but
you just got to win.
That's season long for you. So you like Odell Beckham this week?
Yeah.
So
I do.
It could be. But it's super expensive. It's not like you can do like game stacks. Like, oh, I'm gonna stick Ben and Antonio, and then go with Odell on the other side. Like, that's pretty much all your money. You're not gonna have money to spend anywhere else, unless you find a lot of value later on. So maybe you might think about like a Sterling Shepard or like fucking Eli Rogers, but I don't trust any of those guys. If it's going to be a shootout, you know who's going to get the ball.
Well, no, I trust Sterling Shepard. I don't trust any other Steelers receiver, though.
Yeah. It's hard because their number two receiver is Le'Veon Bell.
That's not hard. That's great.
Yeah. No, I'm saying it's hard to even trust any other receivers, but.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't trust any other receivers. That's a fact.
All right. Carolina at Seattle. This is the matchup from the playoffs last year. Over-under is 44.5. Seattle, 7-point favorites at home. Dude, Seattle got whooped on the O-line. Like, whooped. I was watching this game, dude. Russell Wilson, they hiked him the ball, and the Bucs D-lineman was already in his face. Like, if he wasn't so, like, healthy-looking and shifty, dude, it wouldn't even have been that close. Their O-line looked
bad. Yeah. Both, I was going to say, this game is going to be ugly. I know it's a Sunday night affair, and it's going to confuse people and think, like, oh, these defenses are so good. But no, it's these offensive lines that are that wretched. The Carolina Panthers just put two of their starting linemen on injured reserve for the year, Khalil and Gronkowski or Gadkowski or something like that.
Gadkowski.
Yeah, I think he's Polish, but that's already, I think they lost like three of their starting off. Or Mike Orr hasn't played like in 2 months. The Seattle Seahawks aren't really coming to the game as healthy as ever either. I know Bennett hasn't played in about a month. Earl Thomas missed his first game last week in his career. And we saw what Mike Evans did to them. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an over. I think it's going to be a crappy game.
You think it's an over?
Not only that, but the Russell Wilson really misses pro size. I think it's totally. They need to get him healthy for the playoffs, because if not, it's going to be real scary to bet Russell Wilson in the playoffs, because you don't know if you're going to get the Russell Wilson from the Arizona game, the LA Rams game, or the Tampa Bay game, or you're going to get the Russell Wilson from the Buffalo Bill game or the Jets game. This is really Dr. Jekyll and Dr. Hyde. So yeah. I can't stay away from this game.
I mean, but if you're saying you like the over, then that means there's going to be some points.
No, I don't like the over. Oh, I don't like the over. I don't. Yeah. I said it's going to seem like it's a good defensive game, but it's not. It's just these offensive lines are that crappy.
So it's 7 points. Like, you like that number? That seems kind of high to me.
I mean, you can only bet with Cam, but then again, how much effort are the Panthers going to give? I really think their season's done.
Yeah, no, I think they're going to play with pride, man. They got a good coach. They got a good quarterback. They'll play with some pride. One thing you should monitor is if Seattle's going to get some of their defensive players back. If they're going to get Earl Thomas, if they're going to get Michael Bennett.
Yeah, there's no way they play this game. There's no way.
Okay.
They can actually just lose a lot of these games. Teams can just scrap because they're not division games. A lot of these games coming up, the last three games are all division games for everybody. So, yeah. And the AFC South still up for the taking. The Panthers still have a game against the Falcons, against the Saints, I think. Oh, no, not the Saints. But the Bucks. They still have games against the two teams ahead of them on the division.
Yeah, like I said, I don't see... I agree with you. I don't see a lot of offense being played right here. There's a lot of pride on the line, too, I think. This being a rematch and Seattle getting blown out last year in the playoffs. Well, I mean, they came back. It was close. But I don't know, man. This game's calling me for some reason. Because, see, last week, the Millie Maker winner did have Emmanuel Sanders in his lineup. And I always like having a night game because it's the last game on the slate for DraftKings. For their main slate. I always like having some exposure to it because, you know, that allows you some flexibility to play the night game to get those to get some points. With that being said...
Well, if you have to, I probably think like Greg Olsen.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking too, because last week, I know when Carolina was trying to come back, or on Sunday, Greg Olsen was targeted a lot, and there was a few big drops by Greg Olsen, even right there at the end. Cam was targeting him. And especially if Bennett's out and Earl Thomas are out, then I think that might leave some exposure to the middle of the field for Greg Olsen. But other than that, dude, I mean, Doug Baldwin, maybe. Lockett was getting some targets, too, some deep balls. Wasn't connecting, though.
Story of the season.
Shit. Tell me about it. We drafted both those fools.
All right, man. No, I mean, the Seahawks are already 3 games up on the Cardinals. They play, like, the last game of the season. They could actually just wrap it up before they have to play the Cardinals again. I don't know. I don't see how much interest I'll have in this game to, like, blow them out.
Yeah, plus they play the Niners in Week 17, so that's, like, an automatic win right there.
Exactly.
You just got to add that to the schedule. All right, Monday night, Indianapolis at New York. I don't see a line or I don't see a total. I'm assuming it's because Luck is out or hasn't been ruled in. Can you confirm
that? No, actually, it's because the Jets, they're fiddling with their quarterback position. They don't know if Fitzpatrick's going to play.
Really?
Yeah, they're just like, like they're saying that he's gonna play, but other people are saying otherwise.
He's gonna start freaking RG3.
No, I think like Bryce Petty or some crap like that.
What the hell are they thinking?
Well, I mean, what do they got to think? I mean, that was their season last week.
Yeah, true. I mean, they know what they have in Fitzpatrick. Didn't they pay that full?
$14 million.
A 1-year contract?
Yes.
Oh. He's done. I really hope he doesn't go to the Niners next year. But anyways, that's another pot.
I don't see him as a Chip Kelly guy.
Nah, I don't see him either. I don't see him as any kind of guy. Like, any kind of coach is like, you know what? That Ryan Fitzpatrick sure is my kind of guy. I don't see that.
Yeah, no way, man. Like, people could be draped all over Brandon Marshall and just be like, I believe in you, Brandon.
And Brandon Marshall make the catch somehow.
Dude. Not anymore.
If Luck goes, man, I love Hilton and Moncrief in this game. I think this is a good matchup for them.
I like put me down for Moncrief for the rest of the year over Hilton.
Yeah, you know what, Moncrief, I mean, since he's come back, he's been scoring very well. I mean, Hilton is Hilton. You know he's going to be the number one, but he's also going to get that number one attention. And Moncrief, yeah, you're right. I'll take him as the number two going up against most defenses than Hilton because he's cheaper, 6.6K. Oh, actually, he's come up. He's come up a lot. Hilton is 7.6K. Any love for Brandon Marshall?
Nah. There's no love for the Jets.
Damn. Jets get no love. They're at home, dude. Coming off a loss.
Nah, dude, you got to understand. There was a bye week, and they were all up to play the Patriots. Then they go up 10-0 and put up nothing else. They even have the ball with 2 minutes, a minute and 53 seconds left, and you saw what Fitzpatrick did. It's his last possession.
I seen it. No bueno.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, that's all the games. NFL Week 13. Man, it's coming down to the wire. Good luck to everybody in their season-long leagues out there. And keep working hard on DFS. It will pay off.
It will.
You got any more final words, Manuel?
Yeah, it's like I said, take the Colts to win the South.
There you go. Bet some NFL futures bets.
That's plus 500 right there.
There you go. $10 will win you 50.
There you go. That's lunch, what, maybe 2-3 times?
Dude, that's lunch like 12 times you eat at Taco Bell.
Yeah, no, that sounds fantastic. That's like twice at Chick-fil-A or whatever the hell it's called.
True. All right, man. Sports Gamble Podcast, Week 13. We out. Peace.
Week 13.
Tired of losing? Not winning enough? Sports Gamble Podcast. your mom's favorite sports gamble podcast.